This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of October 13th, 2005.
All right, police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad.
Cop.
Donut!
Because I'm the law! And I rule!
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. The October 22nd Coalition has issued a call for a national day of protest to stop police brutality, repression, and the criminalization of a generation. This year, October 22nd, will mark the 10th year when people in communities across the country have come together to say no to police abuse and increasing moves toward a police state. You can find out more at october22.org. A police officer in San Diego, California, who pleaded guilty to child pornography charges was sentenced to 5 years of probation last Friday and must register as a sex offender. KGTV reports that Officer Brett Hensley pleaded guilty to one count of using a minor to manufacture child pornography and three counts of possession of child pornography on June 6th. Hensley's home was searched in January and police discovered child pornography on the officer's computer. They also discovered that he had been posing as a minor on the internet in order to chat with young girls. Another police officer in San Diego is under investigation this week after being accused of beating up a female officer in front of a group of students they were performing for. KNSD reports that Sergeant Martha Sains and Officer Stacy Botsford were performing a skit for the children when the incident occurred. Witnesses say that Botsford placed a wet sponge on Sains's chair. Sains responded by putting her into a headlock before punching and choking her. Other officers who witnessed the attack failed to respond in front of the students. An internal investigation is underway. A Yuba City, California police officer is facing misdemeanor battery charges after an altercation at a hotel in Los Angeles last Wednesday. The Appeal Democrat reports that Officer Jesus Barrios was in Los Angeles for training when he became involved in a drunken argument in the lobby of the hotel where he was staying. He is accused of using his weapon inappropriately during the incident and later of resisting arrest. Barrios has been placed on paid leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation. Three sheriff's deputies in Spokane County, Washington, are under investigation after a prank car chase which ended when city police became involved. An Associated Press report says that a deputy in a marked police cruiser engaged an unmarked car driven by two deputies in a chase at the end of their shift on October 3rd. The marked police cruiser had its emergency lights and siren on. The prank ended when city police placed a spike strip in the unmarked vehicle's path. City police officers assumed that the chase was real. A police officer in Aurora, Colorado, was charged with a felony last Wednesday after being accused of pointing a gun at a handcuffed prisoner. KMGH reports that Officer Chris Stein was turned in by fellow officers after an incident in August. He has been suspended with pay ever since. Stein has been charged with felony menacing and will appear in court next on November 4th. Stein has 15 complaints in his employment record since September 2000. A Sheboygan, Wisconsin police officer resigned on Monday after being charged with having an inappropriate relationship with a crime victim. The Madison Capital Times says that the relationship between Officer Aaron Kotwitz and the crime victim did not rise to the level of physical intimacy, but went beyond what is considered to be a professional relationship. Kotwitz is accused of making false statements at a trial connected with the case. Police sources say that Kotwitz sent an email or two to the victim of the crime, but evidence was offered at the trial that showed that the officer sent over 40 emails to the woman. A Ramsey County, Minnesota sheriff's deputy was arrested for assault on Monday. KSTP reports that Deputy Dawn Fisher Nagel was arrested and charged after a domestic disturbance at her home. Fisher Nagel is accused of discharging her firearm during a drunken altercation with her husband. No one was seriously injured. The deputy has been suspended with pay pending the outcome of a police investigation. A Covington, Kentucky police officer was arrested last Wednesday after he was accused of pointing a gun at his wife and another man. The Cincinnati Inquirer says that Officer Steve Gifford was arrested at his home and charged with first-degree wanton endangerment. Police reports say that he was extremely intoxicated at the time of his arrest. He is currently free on his own recognizance. Gifford is not currently on active duty. A former Toronto police officer who resigned in July as he was about to be charged with interfering with a city inspector's investigation of an auto body shop is now working as a police officer in the Cayman Islands. A report in the Toronto Star says that Officer Richard Hanna denies all of the charges against him. A Toronto police spokesperson said that Hanna resigned when he was made aware that he was the target of an investigation. Reports in the Cayman Islands media say that Hanna is now the subject of an investigation there as well. A Salem, New Hampshire police officer is facing charges for allegedly hitting an officer with his car following a dispute with some teenagers outside of a movie theater on Saturday. The Eagle Tribune reports that Officer Kenneth Mulcahy has been charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and assault and battery. He's also accused of trying to grab a 14-year-old girl's cell phone. Mulcahy has been suspended and his gun and badge have been taken away. This is his fourth suspension in 3 years. Mulcahy has recently returned to work from a 30-day suspension for insubordination. In 2004, he was suspended and demoted for spending too much time at home during his midnight shift. He was also suspended in 2002 for running checks on the license plates of cars parked in his ex-wife's driveway and then lying to superior officers about it. A review has determined that 3/4 of the police officers in Boston, Massachusetts, found guilty of recent serious acts of misconduct, were sentenced to suspensions of 45 days or less. The Boston Globe studied cases from Boston police records from January 2002 through September 2005 and looked at 116 cases where officers were found guilty of serious acts of misconduct, including beating civilians, lying in reports, falsifying evidence, and abusing drugs and alcohol. 86 of the 116 were still on the job as of the end of last year. In 19 cases where officers were guilty of assaulting civilians or domestic assault, 13 served suspensions of 45 days or less. The review revealed a process in which police officials negotiated directly with officers in order to avoid a lengthy appeals process. A police officer in Norwalk, Connecticut, was fired last week for retaining a fragment of a human skull, which he recovered from the scene of a fatal accident. The Stamford Advocate reports that Officer Liam Callahan told other officers that he intended to use the remains as an ashtray. Callahan found the 4-inch by 4-inch fragment when he responded to the scene of a fatal crash on May 29th. He is not facing criminal charges. Callahan has been in trouble in the past. In 2002, he was suspended without pay for 3 months after he was arrested for drunk driving. In 1999, he was given a reprimand after a vehicle he was driving struck a parked car. A Manchester, Connecticut police officer has been charged with selling a state police badge on the internet. The Manchester Journal-Inquirer says that Jonas Searle was in violation of state law when he sold the item to a person who was not authorized to use it. Searle is a collector of police memorabilia who has had similar trouble in his past. 3 internal investigations of other incidents ended with Searle's retirement in 2003. Since that time, he has frequently disobeyed orders to return all police property in his possession. He is currently free on a $500 bond. A Kingston, New York police officer who was injured in a car crash last week has been charged with drunk driving and felony vehicular assault. According to the Associated Press, Officer David Morris was driving a vehicle which swerved into oncoming traffic and collided with a truck driven by a 65-year-old man. Morris remains in hospital and is on sick leave from his job. A police officer in Far Hills, New Jersey, was arrested last Thursday for stealing items from a flea market. A report in Newsday says that Officer James DaCosta has been charged with official misconduct, conspiracy, and theft. DaCosta was seen at the flea market moving through a few tents and taking sporting goods and furniture. He placed the items into his marked police vehicle and was arrested nearby when he tried to leave.
Yeah, I think you should, once they find out what's going on and what actually took place.
I wish they would get to the bottom of the situation and actually explain to us what's really going on. It seems like they're beating around the bush a lot, so there's a lot of questions that are unanswered.
A Plum, Pennsylvania police officer was indicted last week for videotaping a woman meeting with another police officer in her bedroom. WTAE reports that the woman, videotaped by Officer Ryan Schneider-Lochner, was a witness in a federal investigation. This is not the first time Schneider-Lochner has been in trouble. He has been suspended twice before, once in 2000 and again in 2001. The chief of the Plum Police Department is expected to recommend the officer's termination. The trial of a Nashville, Tennessee police sergeant charged with vehicular assault was supposed to get underway on Monday, but has instead been postponed until February. WKRN reports that Sergeant Kim Gooch is accused of driving under the influence of alcohol last July when she struck and critically injured a university student. Police say her blood alcohol level was above the legal limit at the time of the collision. Gooch resigned from her job a month after the incident. She is facing 4 years in prison if she is convicted. A Timminsville, South Carolina police officer was sentenced last week to 2 years of probation after pleading guilty to domestic assault charges. A report in the state says that Officer Edward Zayas was facing a possible 30-year prison sentence when he pleaded guilty last month to 2 counts of criminal domestic violence and 1 count of official misconduct. He was accused of slapping his wife, causing a visible injury when she tried to leave their home in September 2004. A month earlier, police were called to the couple's home by neighbors. The officer's wife accused him of threatening to kill her and himself while in uniform and holding a gun on that occasion. Zayas was not arrested by police officers who responded to the September 2004 incident, despite a state law requiring them to do so. A sheriff's deputy in Indian River County, Florida, has been charged with performing a sex act on a child. WPBF reports that Deputy John Teeters was suspended after he was charged on Monday with lewd and lascivious act on a child between 12 and 16 years old. Teeters is currently free on bond.
We have to hear why the police confronted this man to begin with. Was he actually armed? Did they know he was armed? Did they think he was armed? Was he trying to get their weapon?
Which gave a clear depiction of our officers using force beyond what I described, force that was beyond what was necessary.
I don't know what caused it, other than the fact that maybe I don't want to say this, but it's probably racially motivated. No time did anybody indicate that I was under arrest.
Given the last 6 weeks of very trying times, and maybe he was in a situation where he was at a breaking point. I'm not trying to justify his behavior whatsoever.
Two New Orleans, Louisiana police officers were captured by a news camera beating a man on Saturday night. An Associated Press report says that officers involved in the beating also roughed up a news producer who was with the cameraman who shot the video of the beating. The video shows one officer repeatedly punching a 64-year-old man who does not appear to be resisting. Other officers are seen jumping in and punching and kicking the man, who ends up in a pool of his own blood on the sidewalk. 3 police officers have been charged with battery in connection with the incident. All were released on Monday. The 3 officers are identified as Stuart Smith, Lance Schilling, and Robert Evangelist. Law enforcement agencies in New Mexico and Michigan both witnessed alleged misconduct on the part of the Baton Rouge, Louisiana police during post-hurricane duties last month. An Associated Press report says that the New Mexico State Police and the Michigan State Police have each reported the alleged misconduct to authorities in Louisiana. Neither have offered further details. Officers from both agencies were ordered to stop working with Baton Rouge police officers. A detective in the Midland, Texas Police Department was suspended this week for 2 weeks after he was accused of touching a woman in an inappropriate manner. The Midland Reporter-Telegram says that Detective Joe Rogers was working off-duty as a nightclub security guard when the incident happened. He has been on paid leave ever since while an investigation was conducted. Rogers has not been charged with a crime.
I just remember seeing the horse and falling. There just wasn't anywhere to go. You know, you were just stuck. It was almost like his front feet, he was picking them up to gallop, but he wasn't moving.
I heard people screaming, that's when I looked up.
One girl's face was completely smashed again.
Three broken ribs, a collapsed lung, and a cracked sternum. I definitely think it could have been handled better.
I still don't understand how it happened. No, I want some answers.
I think it was extremely unnecessary.
Four people were seriously injured when a Dallas, Texas police horse fell on top of them on Saturday night. KXAS reports that a police mounted unit was involved in breaking up a fight in the city's West End. Police are not sure why the horse toppled over. Family members of some of the seriously injured have questioned the need for the use of horses in Saturday's incident. The Attorney General in Arizona has requested a Justice Department inquiry into the entire police department in Colorado City. According to an Associated Press report, the city, which is on the Utah border, is home to a polygamist community. The Attorney General says that he has credible and pervasive reports from citizens and other law enforcement agencies that Colorado City Police are selectively enforcing the law under the direction of a polygamist church. There have been complaints from men who were driven from the city under threat of arrest after clashing with church leaders. Complaints from women who were forced into marriage or subjected to violence were allegedly ignored by the police. So far this year, police in Tucson, Arizona, have already shot as many people as they did in all of last year. An Arizona Daily Star report says that already this year, four officer-involved shootings have been fatal. This is equal to the number of people they killed in all of last year.
Keith was my best friend and my only son.
I want to get justice. That's what I want. Justice.
Amnesty International is calling for a suspension of the use of tasers until independent medical research is conducted on their safety.
Metro just keeps plowing ahead as if there isn't a problem.
Well, now, given all the heat they're under, they obviously can't maintain the same stance that they originally took, that this is completely risk-free.
Police in Salinas, California, shocked a 17-year-old boy with a taser on Sunday. The boy was shocked three times after officers discovered him hiding in a closet when they responded to a break-in. A sheriff's deputy in Collier County, Florida, was disciplined this week for using a taser on two of his friends at a party in December 2003. Deputy Randy Baum was given a written reprimand and removed from his position as a taser training instructor. He is also accused of pointing the laser sight of the weapon at his ex-wife and another man at the same party. The FBI is going to investigate an incident where a man in Colonial Beach, Virginia, fractured his skull after he was shocked with a taser by police last month. Witnesses to the incident say that the victim was exhausted and not combative when he was shocked with the weapon. The FBI investigation was requested by the local chief of police. The father of a man who died last year after he was shocked with a taser by police in Las Vegas, Nevada, has filed a $20 million wrongful death lawsuit against the police and Taser International, the makers of the weapon. Since February 2004, three people have died after being shocked with tasers by police in Las Vegas. The family of a Florida inmate who died after being shocked with a taser has filed a lawsuit. The 65-year-old Pensacola man's August 29th death is also the subject of an investigation by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The lawsuit claims the use of the taser was sadistic and malicious. The man was pepper sprayed, stripped naked, and shocked multiple times with a taser after he disobeyed an order. Police officers in Sonora, California, will be armed with tasers within 1 month. Sheriff's deputies in Mendocino County, California, recently started adding tasers to their arsenal. The internet auction company eBay has made moves to restrict the sale of stun guns to New York residents in response to concerns from the state attorney general's office. The sale of electronic stun guns is illegal in seven states, including New York. eBay will now alert New Yorkers who bid on stun guns that the purchases are illegal through the use of a pop-up warning. The ACLU of Northern California released a report this week which says that taser use is under-regulated despite a number of recent deaths linked to the use of the weapon. In places like San Jose, taser use remains almost completely unrestricted. The ACLU says that there have been 15 taser-related deaths in Northern and Central California in the past year. California is second only to Florida in being the state with the most taser-related deaths. An ACLU review of 54 law enforcement agencies found only four with policies restricting the number of times a taser could be applied, despite warnings from the weapons manufacturer Taser International against multiple shocks due to increased risk of death. Other than the killings already reported on this program, police also killed people this week in Chicago, Illinois, Thorold, Ontario, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Jacksonville Beach, Florida, Tampa, Florida, where police killed a man and a woman who he had taken hostage, and Scottsdale, Arizona. That's all for Bad Cop No Donut this week. Feel free to send us your comments and story ideas. We count on you to keep us up to date with what the police are doing where you live. The email address for this program is ron@ckln.fm. Bad Cop No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard in Moscow, Idaho on KRFP, which is celebrating 1 year of broadcasting at 92.5 FM this week. I'm Ron Anisich, and I look forward to telling you more about the police next week. With that yang.